Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy Product Beats, and I'm back in the building, man, with the motherfucking podcast. Get ready and act like you know already.
What up, crew members? The motherfucking pod is sponsored by Podbean. So make sure you download and subscribe on our website at themotherfuckingpod.podbean.com. And make sure you check out all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, We Kinfolk, and YouTube at Linktree. That's linktr.ee/themotherfuckingpod.
Because the word motherfucker is a noun. It describes a person, place, or thing.
Yo, this is another special feature episode of the motherfucking podcast from the West Bank. First and foremost, from the West Bank, give it up for the thick eye bandit. I can't see shit with this damn thing on. Kicking it to my dog over there on the 504 off the West Bank in Marrero. Give it up for the Ross Clyde Bomber Clyde Jamaican. You know, Mr. Headquarters, where the T.I. is, partner.
Bomber Clyde, you heard me?
Hey, man. They done allowed us to get another one. We still rolling here.
And
hey,
we man. Keep rolling. We keep rolling.
We got somebody in the building. We got probably one of the hottest, poppinest songs in the summertime in the building. I want y'all to give it up for my homeboy. I've been knowing him not only for most of my life, but God dog it, most of my life. I'm going to give it up for the big bro. Give it up for my dog. Mr. Product Beats from Bang 'Em Out Fridays. If you don't know, you got that hot fire, hit him up if you need a track out here. Give it up for Product Beats tonight, because he got that product and he flipping them hot beats. What up, dog?
What's up, dogs? What's get it, man? What's what it do, man?
There it is, man. Ooh. What's happening, boy?
Man, nothing much, man. Chilling in the studio in the lab, bro. Where the work at? You already know.
Hey, man. Speaking of work, Before we get into your current projects, man, because I know you got some things going on, let the world know kind of where the genesis and the nucleus started for you. I know growing up in on the south side of Chicago, you've been doing your thing a long time, man. So tell me where your inspiration for doing music, where did it stem from?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, like you just said, man, we grew up in Chicago, man. Me and one of my best friends, as you know him as AC, Amari Childs, you know what I'm saying? We grew up on the same block. You know, our parents was, you know, close friends. And, you know, in the Chicagoland area, man, we real thick on, like, old school songs and 1970s, you know, grooves and stuff like that. So I grew up in a household where they played a lot of, you know, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, you know, stuff like that. So I really had no choice, man, but to listen to that type of music, man, and start falling in love with it, because I don't have a lot of family members that's involved with music at all. So, you know, my story really came from enjoying the music and having a love and a genuine love for the music, man. You know, back in those days, it's like, you know, you smell the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go outside and catch the summertime and you smell the music. You know what I mean? So, you know, we grew up like that, man, at shorties, listening to music at barbecues, you know, while the family playing cards and, you know, everybody drinking and kicking it, stuff like that, man. So that's pretty much, you know, where my bass kind came from. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, see, you said something, though. Like, it's definitely that time of the season, you know what I'm saying, where the ladies looking a certain kind of way, you know what I'm saying? You're hearing a certain music playing in the background, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you can smell the food cooking in the air, you know what I'm saying? So you know it's about that time of the year, you know what I'm saying? Then everything opening up now, with everything opening up with COVID and all that stuff. So going back to people hearing that good music, what was something that you wanted to hear, you know what I'm saying, if you was going to a cookout, you know what I'm saying, or get together with the fam?
Man, I would probably have to say as a kid,
yeah,
it would have probably been the Double Dutch Bus. I ain't going to show my age, but, you know. Double Dutch, but, hey, when that came on, you already know. It's going to be some barbecue sauce dripping on somebody. Somebody's going to be doing the electric slide wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going down. So, you know, that's what I looked for as a kid. As I got older, you know, we got more into the rap and all that. You know what I'm saying? And we started performing, actually, at, like, the family reunions and the picnics and the get-togethers and stuff like that, man. And and they actually ended up being like small talent shows for us, bro. Like we had a ball. We would actually, you know, set up shop and sell our CDs and tapes and stuff like that, you know, right after the picnics and stuff like that. So, you know, things was real good as far as the music and performing at those places, man, after a certain age group, I would say. Like I said, when I was more younger, you know, it was more or less running around with the cousins and stuff like that. But as we got older, we had small little pocket of family rap groups. You know, everybody did something, had a talent to show. So, you know, we got a chance to actually start performing. And that was like my first talent show.
Okay.
So,
I know you've been rocking the mic for a while, man, but also playing beats. So what was the inspiration for you to try to start off in manufacturing your beats, man?
Man, like I always had like a feel for the music, man, to start trying to do beats. And actually, again, man, AC, bro, Amari, man, he was already producing and had already had an ear for music and had been involved in music. And I kind of followed his footsteps on the keyboards and stuff like that, man, and just started drawing from inspiration, man, and from my ear. You know, I'm one of those producers where I play big off my ear. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I'm feeling at the time or at the moment, I put that down through the music or I put it down through the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just a feel thing for me as far as, you know, where I get the inspiration from. Because it could be raining outside and I come in the house and I make a sad beat. You know what I'm saying? Or if it's sunny outside, I come in the studio and make a dope, you know, summer banger. You know what I'm saying? Just depend on like the feeling. I try to stay up as much as I can, but as an artist, you know, artists always go up and down, you know, with their feelings and emotions and stuff like that. So that's pretty much where I be at, bro.
You mentioned AC, and you know, shout out to AC Amari Childs. You know, that was
shout out to my dog.
Back to season one. Back in season one, the motherfucking reunion episode, you know, you had Foundation in the building. And bring in the picture, you know what I'm saying? How did you and AC link up? You know what I'm saying? How did y'all get together and start working on Foundation together?
Well, you know, like we was friends from back in Chicago, and our ties run really, really thick with our families and everything like that since we was kids and everything. But you know, I got down to New Orleans after he came. My brother real influenced, man. He's a big influence, you know, when it comes down to, you know, talking and motivational speaking and ministering and stuff like that, man. And you know, he pulled me right in with the music, man, and I fell in love with it. We grew up doing music together for a long time, so it was like kind of like nothing for us to do it, you know, with the gospel rap. You know what I mean? So we decided to do it that way. And I kind of followed his lead on that too, man. Just tried to be the best, you know, second man that I could be, you know, with whatever we was doing.
Yo, let me ask you this, big bro. When it came to your latest projects, I know you said you've been working on some stuff. Yeah. You got some stuff that you're getting ready to do real nasty around the country right now, man.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a nice one. Y'all better be ready. It's a nice one. It's coming through. But Tone T, you know, when I met you, man, I was young and I was about 12 years old. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Y'all came, y'all took us in, man, and it was all love ever since, man. But I can remember some of the fun times, man, being in the studio all night, you know what I'm saying? Ribbon, working, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bruh, it was a little bit of everything in that mud, man. It was so fun, man. But the work ethic, man, we all was in that bad boy trying to get something and doing something, man. So what were some of your finest memories of being in Foundation, you know what I'm saying, as far as helping build the culture? And trust me, man, we was out there pretty nice for a little while, man.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. You know, God been good to us, bro. I can't even lie, bro. Like he been really, really good to us. You know what I'm saying? And like with Foundation, man, like, you know, it's been an inspiration to me throughout my life since I've been, you know, been a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's been like, you know, my work ethic, everything has always came from that. No matter if it was from when we used to go out there and hammer our little billboards in the ground and with the stakes, you know what I'm saying? And all up and down, you know, the West Bank doing that, or whether it's, you know, doing the Lario Center, you know what I'm saying? Like all those tools, man, I took every last one of them, man, and just and kept them and used them at the right time, man. And And it's been a blessing, bro. Without Foundation, bro, I wouldn't be here today.
Like you said, Foundation was the star for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So moving forward, though, what you listening to nowadays? You know what I'm saying? I know it's a different type of music. Who you listening to? Who you banging out in the car right now?
Man, you know, right now I'm probably listening to some Polo G.
Okay.
Some YFN Lucci. A little bit of Pooh Shiesty. I'm listening to a little bit of Pooh Shiesty. I'm rocking with him a little bit too. Okay. Some Rod Wave.
Some Rod Wave before.
Yeah, some Rod Wave. What's the new guy, man? The new guy with the kickstand song. I really like him. Kickstand. I've been listening to him a lot too.
Quicksand. Okay.
Quicksand.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Quicksand.
No. Great.
So I mean, I pretty much listen to everything, bro. I got satellite radio on the whip, so you know I'm listening to everybody's stuff, man. Pretty much. So I try to stay well rounded so I can be able to do all genres of music. You know what I'm saying? From you know, if I had to cook up some gospel or if I had to cook up some trap, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, get the bag.
Get the bag. See? Yo,
tell the world the name of the label.
Man, the name of the label is Post Traumatic Music. And let me explain this to y'all, okay? We're not making fun of people with post-traumatic syndrome, all right?
Come on.
And I know that's big with the armed forces, Beanie. I know you know what I'm saying, was in the armed forces and everything. So right. we definitely not making fun of that, for sure. You know what I'm saying? What we referring to is that post-traumatic is, for us, is with music. We got so much music that we haven't put out that is giving us post-traumatic syndrome when it comes down to music. You see what I'm saying? Because we got so much of it and the world haven't heard it. So we just, you know, we got that syndrome into the fact that we're going to, you know, put the music out there and get it heard, to listen, you know, as much as possible and get as much music. And so you can hear our stuff, our style, how we do our thing. You know what I'm saying? How we rap. You know, how we do our thing. So, you know, that's basically it, bro. You know, post-traumatic music, that's the meaning of it. You know what I'm saying? Look out for us, man. We the arrow with the the dartboard. You see that dartboard? That's us.
There you go.
Where can people find the label?
Oh, man, you can find us on Facebook, of course, under Post-Traumatic. That's P-O-S-T-T-R-A-M. ATIK Music, MUSIC. And then on the Instagram is _post_traumatic_music.
There it is. Make sure y'all get at them. Post Traumatic Music. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all get at them. All right. So I got another question, though. So everything that's coming up, too, you know what I'm saying? You got the song coming out. What other projects that you got working on? You got, any other solo project you working with somebody else, or you got some things that you pushing out for yourself for this coming summertime? I know a lot of music time. This the time the music starting to popping out. So you got some extra stuff coming behind that?
Oh yeah, I got quite a few, man. I'm gonna be following these up. You know, every month I'm gonna be releasing something every month with a new video behind it. You know, all the way to the end of this year. I got some stuff I'm working on with some major producers, man. Butter Pro from, you know, ex-Bad Boy member, I'm working with him. I'm working with quite a few other producers too, man. Jamal Smalls. I'm working with a couple of artists right now. Snook Rogat. I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on, bro, right now. Like
a busy 2021.
Yeah, man. Y'all gonna hear a lot from me, bro. I promise y'all. I'm not gonna let y'all down. I'm gonna give y'all good quality music. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's gonna be it's gonna be well rounded too.
All right, now let me introduce this to the crew members who are down with the show. Now, Tone, every Friday you do a little something special. You kind of open the door to the lab and you introduce the world to the lab. And in the lab, you're always at work and you're crafting and you're going in. Tell the official crew members what you doing on these Fridays. What they coming in the lab to get?
Hey, check it out, right? Okay, we call this Bang Out Fridays. Every Friday, 7:30 or 8 o'clock on the Post Traumatic page A lot of the traffic been coming to my page, my personal page, but I'm sending most of that traffic to the post-traumatic page, because we buzzing that page right now. And man, I'm just bringing y'all into my world, and I'm just letting you hear and feel exactly what I'm feeling for that day. I make the beat fresh before I even do the interview, so it's cooked up that same day. It ain't no leftovers, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I just bring people into my space, man. You know, into my world with what I do with the music, dog. You know, I love it so much that I just feel like I should share it with somebody, man. And you know, even though you know we into this getting this game to make money, man, some of this stuff you got to give back for free. You feel me? And that's part of it, man. Any type of game I can help anybody out with, or any type of knowledge that I've learned along the way, man, that's what Bang Out Friday is for, man. It's not just for me to showcase music. It's also people that may have questions, or maybe they hear how they should do something. They hear my music and say, oh, well, let me do it like that, or let me follow his concept. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what it is, man. It's you know, hopefully we can do a production podcast one day where it's just producers. You know what I'm saying? So that's the mode I'm trying to get everything going in.
All right, my dog, look at Tone, yeah, man with a master plan. You see him at work, and if you don't understand, you better get on his land, baby. Man, you got it.
Hold on, let's talk about that a little bit more, man. Yeah, elaborate on that a little bit more.
Man, what I'm trying to do, man, is really like something like what you guys have done, man, with y'all, man. I just want to, like, have, like, producers on the air, like all producers with their music, showcasing their talent, you know, with the, you know, their best banging beats. And then I will post their beats on Bang Out Friday instead of my own. You know what I'm saying? And then hopefully down the line, we can network and link up, you know what I'm saying, and do some music together. So, it, you know, more like a social networking thing for producers. You know what I'm saying? We producers really don't have a lot of stuff. More artists got more things going on for them than producers. You know what I mean? So that'll be just, you know, something going on for the producers. And then that give a face out too, man. A lot of people don't know who these producers are when they hear the name. You know, as far as the face, they can't put the face with the name. So, you know, doing a podcast like that, like what we're doing right now, man, will, you know, we get their face out, you know, local producers and stuff like that, man, and get people seen, you know what I mean, as well as heard. So
that's what's up, man. Hey, look, see, like a lot of, that's a good point, though, because you hear a lot of times, like, damn, you hear a lot of local artists coming out, and they might have a fire beat, but you don't know who made it for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, that's true. Yeah, man, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Hell yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, yeah, we can definitely talk about that.
For sure. For sure.
I know what that is, baby.
Yeah.
Also, Tone, look, listen, you've been having a lot of fire coming out that lab lately, man. Mm-hmm. And on Bang Out Friday, you didn't tell the world that you got something fierce coming out, man. What that thing that is that's been banging in my speakers on the way home from the old slave ship.
Tell the people what it is.
Woo! I just got a whole bag. That's the single, bro. You know, that's the single that's out, bro. You know, I'm pushing that, man, hard. The video's coming out to see May 15th. The video will be released May 15th. Mm-hmm. You know, the album will be released on the 28th of April. So yeah, bro, like it's looking real good, man. I got Film Boy Keith that shot the video out of Atlanta. He's actually doing a lot of big things right now, man. He's working on film production crew companies, man, that's doing some stuff for Bill Duke. They're working on some documentaries, some movies. He got a super dope movie coming out, man, like a black psychic movie, man, like you've never seen before, bro. It's so dope. So them type of people that I'm working with, man, on my project, man, they really putting their foot into it. You know, they seeing, you know, the vision that I got, man, and I can't complain about nothing, bro. Everything looking really, really good. But that song, Whole Bag, man, that's going to be banging out on all platforms, dog, on April 28th, man. Y'all go get it. Whole
Bag. Y'all heard it. So tell us about the song, man. How long it took you to create this song?
It took me about 25 minutes, man, to be honest with you, man. I was in the head messing around on the keyboard, messing around on the keys, came up with the beat, and the beat was so catchy. I said, man, I need something real, real slick on there. So I was just putting a perspective into, you know, a brick of you know what, and a female.
Build a house.
You know what I'm saying? and a female, and comparing the two, you know, and you know, that's how the song came about. Actually, to say the truth, y'all remember the song, She's a Brick House.
Right. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Cool. You feel me? So right. I just did it in a trap way. You feel me? So that's all I did. I promise to God, that's all I did.
It is.
She's a brick. House.
I like that, man. Hey, building the house, you
know? Yeah, building the house. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a metaphor, you know what I'm saying? In the video, you'll see the bricks, but then you'll see the females too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it'll match up once y'all see the video for sure.
So tell everybody again when that video coming out again.
May 15th for the video. 15th. And then April 28th for the song.
And also let the world know, how can they reach you on all of your social media platforms?
Man, on my IG, this is underscore product. That's product, P-R-A-H-D-U-K. Tony underscore Thurston. That's on the IG. And on the Facebook, of course, that's product Tony Thurston on the Facebook, man. And then, you know, if you want to get at me too on the post-traumatic, also that's post-traumatic music on the Facebook. And the same information I gave you on the IG, so.
All right. Now, I got a question for you, big dog. You know, coming down from Chicago, you stayed down here in the city for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
And being as though you was in the city, you eat a particular sandwich. You know what I'm saying? And we always say on the show, we always ask our guests.
This ain't a hold up. I feel like you already know the answer to this question.
I don't know the answer to this question.
I feel like you already know the answer to this
question. Listen, I know what my brother Jermaine Preston, I know what he picked. I seen what he ate. Well, I'm about to ask Tom.
I see what this shit go.
He is an old man. He gonna answer. He gonna answer to him. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. Check this out. Go ahead. I ain't gonna say that. That was good.
So when you're down in the city and you eating, if you eating a shrimp po' boy, is you eating a hot sausage sandwich?
Hot sausage sandwich, my nigga.
See,
come on, see,
look.
You staying on top over here, B.
That's fine. That's fine. But I feel like you already knew this shit was coming. Hey, bro, you know what? But that's fine.
Hey, look. That's what I ate. I ain't gonna lie to you. Pudge, no. Them days we in the studio, boy, we either eat two things. Ramen noodles,
hey,
or a po' boy, and that was my cup of tea because I couldn't eat no shrimp because I don't do the seafood. So,
right.
Oh, see, all right. See, that's
so
good.
We win, me.
This motherfucker already knew that shit. See, that's why I'm sitting over there giggling and shit.
Yeah, facts. He knew that shit already. Hey, bro, no, I don't eat seafood.
Hey, yo, but on the real though, man, look, man, dog, we went through it all, bro. I'm telling you, look, dog, if you ain't cooking them noodles in that bitch right, dog, I'm telling you, dog, hustling eat noodles. If y'all look, hey. Listen, ladies and gentlemen,
Mama Noodle.
I don't know where y'all come from, but I know where we come from. And listen, if you ain't eating noodles, mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of childhood, I don't know what kind of adulthood you had, because guess what? Noodles that made the realest of meals in American history. Probably one of the realest real in America.
Oh, have mercy. Hey, boy, look here. Let me tell you something. Hey, hold on. First of all, let me address all my Chicago people out there that's eating these noodles, man. Y'all ain't had a real pack of noodles, so y'all ate some real noodles from New Orleans. You understand what I'm talking about? Them regular ramen noodles ain't what's happening. It's a special pack of noodles with two special packs of sauce in the inside. And them noodles right there is what you want.
And it ain't even in English. Noodles. It's not even in English.
Facts. It's like a graffiti. I don't know what that shit is.
He said it's like a graffiti.
It's like graffiti. But it's good. Them the best noodles I ever had in my life, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yo. Hey. So we talk about the food down here, you know what I'm saying? So what's the spot you going to for your hot sausage sandwich? If you remember, where you rolling up to in New Orleans if you down here?
Man, it was a spot at Algiers right by the bridge, man. If y'all remember that, it was like
kind of coke gas thing.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Wait, say it again. Say it again.
Talk about the Conoco right down Burmaster going towards the Fisher. Is it at the tip of Gretna right before it meet out, Jez? I know exactly what you're talking about, sir.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Go to the spot.
That shit up and mail it to niggas, nigga. That shit fire.
Hey, might happen.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Hey, man, shout out to the Conoco gas station by Algiers, bro.
Hey, but there on the road, Tom, up in Chicago right now, what's been popping up there in Illinois, man? What kind of movement y'all got going on right now?
Man, I got a lot of things going on, man, with the radio station at Power 92.3, man. Shout out to my boy Ralph No Loren up there at Power 92.3. Sean Dale over there, too, man, at the radio station, man. I'm rocking with them real hard. They pushing everything I do, man. Everything that I do through the city, man. The city bring me much love. They supporting. Nothing negative at all, bro. Like, nothing negative at all, man. Only thing I can say negative is as far as the killings that's going on in Chicago, man. It just had another little girl that got killed in Chicago, man, in the backseat of a car. Man, she was just going to get McDonald's with her dad, and he I guess he was involved in something, and they aired the cow, man. They killed the little girl, shot her like 5 times. She was like 6 or 7 years old, bro. You know, so... That's like, you know, it's like that's going on in the city like every day. You know what I'm saying? And some of it don't even get reported on. You know what I mean? So it's bad, man. And it's like, you know, we have stars that's out here. You know, we're trying to shed a light on Chicago, man. But it's just like the same stuff going over and over again, man. So y'all pray for us, bro, up here, man. We trying to get it together, bro. It's going to take a movement. It's going to take a village, man, to help the youth out, you know, to help out these kids, man, make better decisions. And man, we gotta, you know, come bond together as a people, bro, to be able to, you know, get some things done politically for our neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be either one or the other, man, because we can't destroy ourselves like this. We can't keep killing ourselves like this.
That's 100 all day long, man. Product Beast in the building. If y'all don't know, man, world renowned. His new hot single gonna be coming up tonight. Headquarters is a burner.
Yeah. Whole bag, baby.
Yeah,
let's go.
I want to see what there was. One more question I wanted to ask. We always talk about the hustle mindset on this show. You know what I'm saying? And we already know, we know some of your background, us personally, but we want to let the audience know, you know what I'm saying? You know, the hustle mindset, Product Beats, what that come into mind for you? You know what I'm saying? When you look back, you say, hey, 18 years old to 21 years old version of myself, what kind of game am I giving?
Oh, man. Whew. Man. Definitely, man, it would be not to give up, man, because, like, you know, me personally, it's been trial and error for me in my career as, you know, being a musician. You know, it's been hills, you know, mountains. You know, I had, you know, one area of my life where, you know, the door was wide open and I was, you know, rocking, doing things with Young Jeezy and doing things, working for Timberland behind closed doors and stuff like that. And then it's the, you know, the downhill, you know. So, you know, you had to just stay on the roller coaster. I would just tell them, man, hey, look, Product, stay on the roller coaster, bro. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Stay prayed up, you know, keep your faith and stay on the roller coaster, man, and don't give up. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, the journey would have been a lot shorter had I had somebody telling me that earlier.
Absolutely, man. That's some deep knowledge. If y'all listening, that's some real game right there.
It's real, though, man, and it comes from the heart, man. Y'all brothers already know what it is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, 1,000%.
Download this episode. Make sure y'all tap in and check out, you know what I'm saying? We got Product Beats straight out of Chicago. At Linktree, that's linktr.ee/themotherfuckingpod.
Well, I appreciate y'all, brothers, man. For real, y'all already know it's nothing but love. Man, I'm going to shout y'all out any chance I get to, man. I got y'all.
Absolutely.
Hey, no doubt, man. We're going to definitely stay in touch, and we're going we gonna to definitely link and talk about some working together.
Trust yes, me, sir. Man.
Headquarters, man. We got another one in the books. Man, we had Product Beast come through, man. Been knowing his brother for a long time, man. One of the most talented men that I know, man. He can rock it from both sides of the mic, man. He got you on top of that, man. He cooking up with some of the hottest tracks in the lab. Man, we got a movement going on. If y'all need anything out there, make sure that y'all reach out to him. We going to flash the Instagram, the Facebook. Man, any way we need to get in contact with Product Beats, make sure that y'all get that and make sure that y'all get post-traumatic music, man. You go to their page, like and subscribe to everything that they got going on, man. They got some hot fire stuff going on. But headquarters, man, special feature interview with Product Beats, man. We got another one in the books. Bruh, it's been crazy late.
Hey, man, first and foremost, thank you to Product Beats, dog. Hey, this was a great, I don't like call these motherfucking interviews, you know what I'm saying? We just tell them, we have our little barbershop moments, you know what I'm saying?
So talking with our bro hands.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah, man. I mean, we appreciate you coming through, man, and getting everybody ready for the summertime with this new song coming out, Whole Bag. You know what I'm saying? Straight from Product B, straight from the lab. You know what I'm saying? Straight from the Chirac lab. You know what I'm saying? Here it is. Whole Bag. We're going to take the show out. It's the motherfucking pot.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I just bought a whole brick. Call me number 36. I just bought a whole bag. I just got a whole bag.
Ooh, ooh, shit. Ooh, shit.
I just bought a whole brick. Call me number 36. I just bought a whole bag. I just got a whole bag.
Ooh, shit. Shorty built like a brick. Ooh, shit. She made me spend 36. Ooh, shit. She wanted the whole six. Ooh, shit. I just gave her all tip. Ooh, shit. Gucci Fendi Prada on my body. Ooh, shit. I met shorty at the after party. Ooh, shit. I rebound and give her Dennis Rodman. Ooh, shit. I go crazy. I'm just two more shots in.
Ooh, shit.
I just bought a whole brick. Call me number 36. I just bought a whole bag. I just got a whole bag.
Ooh, ooh, shit.
I just bought a whole brick. Call me number 36. I just bought a whole bag. I just got a whole bag.
Ooh, shit.
I just bought a whole brick. Call me number 36. I just bought a whole bag. I just got a whole bag.
Ooh, ooh, shit.
I just bought a whole brick. Call me number 36.